Chapter 48. Reading the Commentary. Min sat in Cadswain's small room, waiting, with the others, to hear the result of Rand's meeting with his father. A low fire burned in the fireplace, and lamps at each corner of the room lent light to the women, who worked at various busying activities, embroidery, darning, and knitting, to keep their minds off of the weight. Min was past regretting her decision to make an alliance with Cadswain. Regret had come early, during the first few days when Cadswain had kept Min close, asking after every viewing she had had about Rand. The woman was as meticulous as a Brown, writing down each vision and answer. It was like being in the White Tower again. Min wasn't certain why Nynaeve's submission to Cadswain had given the woman license to interrogate Min, but that was how Cadswain seemed to interpret it. Mix that with Min's discomfort around Rand lately and her own desire to figure out just what Cadswain and the Wise Ones were planning, and she seemed to spend practically all of her time in the woman's presence. Yes, regret had come and gone. Min had moved on to resignation, tinged with a hint of frustration. Cadswain knew quite a bit about the material Min was studying in her books, but the woman doled out her knowledge like cloudberry jam, a little reward for good behavior, always hinting that there was more to come. That kept Min from fleeing. She had to find the answers. Rand needed them. With that thought in mind, Min leaned back on her cushioned bench and reopened her current book, a work by Sagius that was simply titled Commentary on the Dragon. One line in it teased at her, a sentence mostly ignored by those who had written commentary. He shall hold a blade of light in his hands, and the three shall be one. The commentators felt it was too vague compared with other passages, like Rand taking the stone, or Rand's blood being spilled on the rocks of Sheol Ghul. She tried not to think about that last one. The important thing was that many of the prophecies, with a little consideration and thought, generally made sense. Even the lines about Rand being marked by the dragons and the herons made sense, looking at it now. But what of this line? A blade of light almost certainly meant Kalendor. But what of the three shall be one? Some few scholars claimed that the three were three great cities, Tyr, Ilion, and Caemlyn. Or, if one happened to be a scholar from Cairion, then they were said to be Tyr, Ilion, and Cairion. The problem was that Rand had united far more than three cities. He'd conquered Bandar Ebon as well, not to mention the fact that he would need to bring the Borderlanders to his banner. But he was ruler, or near to it, in three kingdoms. He'd given up Andor, but Cairion, Ilion, and Tyr were directly beneath his control, even if he personally wore only one crown. Maybe this passage did mean what the scholars said, and Min was chasing nothing. Were her studies as useless as the protection she'd thought to offer Rand? Min, she told herself, self-pity will get you nowhere. All she could do was study, think, and hope. This is wrong, she found herself saying out loud. She heard Beldine's softly derisive snort from across the room. Min looked up, frowning. The women who had sworn to Rand, Arianne, Nasuna, Serene, and Beldine, had found themselves less welcome in his presence as he had grown less trusting of Aes Sedai. The only one he regularly allowed to see him was Nynaeve. It wasn't odd, then, that the others had found their way to Cadswain's camp. And what of Min's own relationship with Rand? She was still welcome in his presence. That hadn't changed. But there was something wrong, something off. He put up walls when she was near, not to keep her out, but to keep the real him in, as if he was afraid of what the real him would do or could do to those he loved. He's in pain again, she thought, feeling him through the bond. Such anger. What was going on? She felt a spike of fear, but shoved it down. She had to trust in Cadswain's plan. It was a good one. Coriel and Maurice, almost constant attendants of Cadswain these days, continued their embroidery in matching chairs by the hearth. Cadswain had suggested the work to them to keep their hands busy while they waited. It seemed the ancient Aes Sedai rarely did anything without intending to teach someone a lesson. Of the Aes Sedai sworn to Rand, only Beldine was there at the moment. Cadswain sat near Min, perusing her own book. Nynaeve walked back and forth, up and down, occasionally tugging on her braid. Nobody spoke of the tension in the room. What were Rand and Tam discussing? Would Rand's father be able to turn him? The chamber was cramped. With three chairs on the rug beside the hearth, a bench along the wall, and Nynaeve crossing back and forth before the door like a spotted hound, there was barely room to move. The smooth stone walls made the place feel like a box, and there was only one window, open to the night air, behind Cadswain. Light shone from the coals in the hearth and the lamps. The warders were speaking in low tones in the adjoining room. Yes, it was cramped, but considering her banishment, Cadswain was lucky to have rooms in the stone at all. Min sighed and turned back to commentary on the dragon. That same phrase popped out at her again. He shall hold a blade of light in his hands, and the three shall be one. What did it mean? Cadswain, Min said, holding up the book, I think the interpretation of this phrase is wrong. Again, Beldine let out a small, almost imperceptible sniff of disdain. You have something to say, Beldine? Cadswain asked, not looking up from her own book, a history called The Proper Taming of Power. Not in so many words, Cadswain, said I, Beldine replied lightly. The green had a face that some might have called pretty, bearing traces of her Saldaean heritage. Young enough to not yet have the ageless face, she often seemed to try too hard to prove herself. You obviously thought something when Min spoke, Beldine, Cadswain replied, turning a page. Out with it. Beldine flushed slightly. One noticed these things if one spent a lot of time with Aes Sedai. They did have emotional reactions. They were just subtle. Unless, of course, the Aes Sedai in question was Nynaeve. Although she'd grown better at controlling her emotions, she was still Nynaeve. Beldine said, I simply think that the child is amusing in the way she pokes through those tomes as if she were a scholar. Min would have taken that as a challenge from most people, but from Beldine the words were matter of fact. Cadswain turned another page. I see. Min, what was it you were saying to me? Nothing important, Cadswain, said I. I didn't ask if it was important, girl, Cadswain said briskly. I asked you to repeat yourself. Out with it. Min sighed. Nobody could humiliate one more soundly than an Aes Sedai, for they did it without malice. Moiraine had explained it to Min once in simple terms. Most Aes Sedai felt it was important to establish control when there was no great conflict, so that if a crisis did happen, people would know where to look. It was very frustrating. I said, Min repeated, that a passage is wrong. I'm reading commentary on the Carithan cycle. Sagius claims that this line about the three becoming one speaks of the unification of three kingdoms beneath the dragon's banner, but I think he's wrong. And why, Cadswain said, is it that you think you know more than a respected scholar of the prophecies? Because, Min said, bristling, the theory doesn't make sense. Rand only really holds one crown. There might have been a good argument here if he hadn't given away Tyr to Darlin, but the theory doesn't hold any longer. I think the passage refers to some way he has to use Kalendor. I see, Cadswain said, turning yet another page in her own book. That is a very unconventional interpretation. Beldine smiled thinly, turning back to her embroidery. Of course, Cadswain added. You are quite right. Min looked up. It was that very passage that led me to investigate Kalendor, Cadswain continued. Through a great deal of searching, I discovered that the sword could only be used properly in a circle of three. That is likely the ultimate meaning of the passage. But that would imply that Rand had to use Kalendor in a circle sometime, Min said, looking at the passage again. He'd never done so, as far as she knew. It would, Cadswain said. Min felt a sudden thrill. A hint, perhaps. Something that Rand didn't know that might help him. Except, Cadswain had already known it. So Min hadn't discovered anything of real import after all. I should think, Cadswain said, that an acknowledgement is due. Bad manners are not to be tolerated after all. Beldine looked up from her needlework, face dark. Then, unexpectedly, she stood and left the room. Her warder, the youthful Ashaman soldier, Carldin, followed quickly from the side chamber, crossing the room with the Aes Sedai, and following Beldine out into the hallway outside. Cadswain gave a sniff, then turned back to her book. The door closed, and Nynaeve eyed Min before returning to her pacing. Min could read a lot in that glance. Nynaeve was annoyed that nobody else seemed nervous. She was frustrated that they hadn't found some way to listen in on Rand and Tam's conversation, and she was obviously terrified for Lan. Min understood. She felt similarly about Rand. And what was that vision that was suddenly hovering above Nynaeve's head? She was kneeling over someone's corpse in a posture of grief. The viewing was gone a moment later. Min shook her head. That hadn't been a viewing she could interpret, so she'd let it pass. She couldn't waste her time trying to unravel all of those. For instance, the black knife that spun around Beldine's head recently could mean anything. She focused on the book. So, Rand was to use Kalendor as part of a circle, then? The three becoming one? But for what reason and with whom? If he was to fight the Dark One, then it didn't make sense for him to be in a circle with someone else in control, did it? Cadswain, she said. This is still wrong. There's more here. Something we haven't discovered. About Kalendor? The woman asked. Min nodded. I suspect so as well, Cadswain replied. How odd to hear her being frank. But I haven't been able to determine what. If only that fool boy would revoke my exile, we could get on with more important— The door to Cadswain's room slammed open, causing Maurice to jump in shock. Nynaeve hopped back from the door. It had nearly hit her. Standing in the doorway was a very angry Tam Al-Thor. He glared at Cadswain. What have you done to him? He demanded. Cadswain lowered her book. I have done nothing to the boy other than to encourage him toward civility. Something it seems other members of the family could learn as well.
Watch your tongue, Aes Sedai, Tam snarled. Have you seen him? The entire room seemed to grow darker when he entered. And that face. I've seen more emotion in the eyes of a corpse. What has happened to my son?
I take it, Cadswain said, that the reunion did not go as hoped. Tam took a deep breath, and the anger seemed to suddenly flow out of him. He was still firm, his eyes displeased, but the rage was gone. Min had seen Rand take control of himself that quickly, before things had started to go wrong in Bandar Ebon.
He tried to kill me, Tam said in a level voice. My own son. Once he was as gentle and faithful a lad as a father could hope for. Tonight he channeled the one power and turned it against me.
Min raised her hand to her mouth, feeling a panicked terror. The words brought back memories of Rand looming over her, trying to kill her. But that hadn't been him. It had been Semirog, hadn't it? Oh, Rand, she thought, understanding the pain she'd felt through the bond. What have you done?
Interesting, Cadswain said, her voice cold. And did you speak the words I prepared for you?
I began to, Tam said, but I realized that it wasn't working. He wouldn't open up to me, and well, he shouldn't. A man using an Aes Sedai script with his own son. I don't know what you did to him, woman, but I recognize hatred when I see it. You have a lot to explain to—
Tam cut off as he was suddenly lifted into the air by unseen hands.
You recall, perhaps, what I said about civility, boy? Cadswain asked.
Cadswain, Nynaeve said. You don't need to—
It's all right, wisdom,
Tam said. He looked at Kedswain. Min had seen her treat others like this, including Rand. He'd always grown frustrated, and others she did too were prone to bellowing. Tam stared her in the eyes.
I've known men who, when challenged, always turn to their fists for answers. I've never liked Aes Sedai. I was happy to be rid of them when I returned to my farm. A bully is a bully, whether she uses the strength of her arm or other means.
Cadswain snorted, but the words had irked her, for she set Tam down. Now, Nynaeve said, as if she'd been the one to defuse the exchange. Perhaps we can get back to what is important. Tam Althor, I'd have expected you of all people to handle this better. Didn't we warn you that Rand had grown unstable?
Unstable? Tam asked. Nynaeve, that boy is right near insane. What has happened to him? I understand what battle can do to a man, but...
This is irrelevant, Cadswain said. You realize, child, that might have been our last opportunity to save your son?
If you'd explained to me how he regarded you, Tam said, it might have gone differently. Burn me! This is what I get for listening to Aes Sedai.
This is what you get for being wool-headed and ignoring what you are told, Nynaeve interjected. This is what we all get, Min said, for assuming we can make him do what we want.
The room fell still. And suddenly Min realized that through their bond she could feel Rand, distant, to the west. He's gone, she whispered.
Yes,
Tam said, sighing.
He opened one of those gateways right on the balcony. Left me alive, though I could have sworn, looking in his eyes, that he meant to kill me. I've seen that look in the eyes of men before, and one of the two of us always ended up bleeding on the floor.
What happened then? Nynaeve asked.
He seemed to be distracted by something suddenly, Tam said. He took that little statue and dashed through the gateway.
Cadswain raised an eyebrow.
And did you see, by chance, where that gateway took him?
West, Min thought. Far to the west.
Not certain, Tam admitted. It was dark, though I thought...
What? Nynaeve prodded.
Ebudar, Min said, surprising them all. He's gone to destroy the Seanchan, just as he told the maidens he would.
I don't know about that last part, Tam said, but it did look like Ebudar.
Light preserve us, Kareel whispered.